And we're back for part two.
Hi guys, it's Jessie, aka the makeup effects god.
And we have another guest here.
We have
Sophia in the house.
Oh, let me present you, okay? Yeah. We have straight from Claremont, California.
Her license
from the third world country, Salvador. We have the one, the only Sophia the Burst.
You're making her blush.
Woo! Yeah, Sophia!
I get so red easily. I run like 1 mile at the gym and I'm like bloodshot red. I get so embarrassed. I'm
her
like,
too. I call her tomato. I'm like, at the gym.
Oh my god.
I said like 1 mile. This is just 1 mile, guys.
Dude, no, at the gym I get called ranging water. Wanna know why? Because I sweat so much that my step machine master is like all sweaty as hell.
Dude, last time I went to the gym, like my shirt was like sweated like all the way
so
down.
All my clothes are so sweaty. My shoes are so sweaty that I feel like mold creates in them.
I just wore new shoes to the gym.
Yeah, no, not that bad.
I'm so sorry, guys. I'm just going so disgusting. So last time we left off with the mystery of M and the mystery of Kylie. And now we're going to go back to my Florida trip. Okay, guys? So, in Florida, I go visit my tias.
I know, I'm so bad.
You
have family everywhere.
I do. I have family a little bit everywhere. So I want to go visit my family in Boca Raton and in Fort Lauderdale. And my tias, they call me Barbie. At first, I was questioning myself, well, why did you guys call me Barbie?
You're plastic as fuck, duh.
Hey, calm down, fluffy family. No calm way. Down, okay? So then, what's it called? It's because
I'll
my
be
tias said, I'm going
to
do my tias
correct.
Voice, okay, guys? This is my tias voice. Mija, es que nosotros no pensamos que pareces tú a la Barbie, pero es que tú te vas a correr en la mañana, te tomas tu jugo verde, aunque aquí no tengo para hacerlo, pero tú vas y lo compras y
no,
te lo tomas.
Not everybody knows Spanish.
Oh, yeah, okay. To all my non-Spanish speakers, I'll say it in English, okay? Mijo, I mean, son. I'm not saying that I'm calling you Barbie because you look like Barbie. I'm calling you Barbie because you wake up really early to go run. You go drink your green juice, even though I don't have the things you need to make it. But you go buy it at the corner store. You be going to go buy your juice, and you're all worried about your appearance and your contact. I'm like, auntie, these are not contacts. They're my eyes.
Auntie,
no, but they're contacts. No, auntie, it's because I bought them, so they're mine. Okay? Get things straight.
And then you did cocaine.
No! Calm down. That's part three. I'm just kidding, guys. I don't do drugs. No tea, no shade. Demi Lovato. Oh!
Throwing shade on everyone besides M.
Oh, damn.
M can't even be exposed, but how many people have you exposed?
Kind of, sort of. So, okay. Now this is my second trip. So I have three stories. Story number two from Florida. My cousin and I, we went to Fort Lauderdale Beach and we spent the day at the Fort Lauderdale Ritz-Carlton, one of the most expensive hotels in Florida.
Ritz-Carlton?
My cousin
and I. Did you like rent a Lambo too?
No, we got there on Uber. So we,
on Uber.
Uber Black, okay?
Uber
it was the fancy
Toyota Prius?
Ubers. Yes. And,
Black Toyota Prius?
No comment.
So
what's it called? We sat in the lobby to cool down, and my cousin puts her hand inside the sofa, and we find a hotel key, like the room key. And I'm like, oh my god, I think we could get in the pool. She's like, oh my god, yes, they have it in the rooftop. I'm like, okay, let's do this. My cousin gets really nervous, and she started sweating. I'm like, well, I don't know what, Jasmine, chill out. Give me the key, and I'll do it. She's like, what are you gonna say? I'm like, my daddy got us this hotel. Like, we are like hardworking college students.
You don't even have to make the accent. You already talk like that.
Ah! Calm down! The shame has been thrown.
How are you saying you're hardworking students when your daddy got you everything? That's not hardworking. That's just getting everything happened.
I'm sorry. My daddy tells me to get good
Papi
grades.
Papi said I have to behave and eat my broccoli before I leave.
Chill, fluffy family. Chill. Someone throw her into Build-A-Bear workshops, please. I think she needs to get restocked.
He needs to get back into daddy's arms.
Chill!
FAFSA money? Not even FAFSA money, huh? You got dad money.
Puppy
money.
I won't talk about my FAFSA money and my what I do with it, because that money is already like a lot of money now. And I've invested.
Well, obviously, when daddy gives you everything,
I'm sorry. I am a hardworking 20-year-old, okay, guys? I've been running my own businesses since I was 15. Anyways, back to the Ritz-Carlton story. Hey, yeah, yeah, I was talking. So basically I did the whole daddy story. So we go up to the rooftop. My cousin is nervous. She's like freaking, she's like shivering and like red ass hell. We walk in, no security, and the pool was supposed to be closed, but it was open. It was six. Beautiful. Six. It was a beautiful beach. I remember it was a beautiful beach view. 603.
Dude. It was a sunny 72 degrees.
Oh my god, you guys make me feel like Miss Congeniality. That day
it was clear skies. I was wearing a blue shirt. I was wearing my sweatsuit.
Dude. But yeah, so we walked in, it was a beautiful pool, a beautiful view. I still remember the smell of seawater.
I mean,
if you're
gonna pay 20 grand
sand.
A day, then I mean, it should be
but
beautiful.
Dude, it. For real. The pool was so warm. It was a really warm water. It was like a beach. No. It was really, it felt like a big ass jacuzzi. And then it was just like a regular pool. It was like an ocean pool. Like the water went out through the sides to the chairs. And then we had our own private jacuzzi, which had our own private view. If you guys want to see these pictures, go on my Instagram,
so
Little Devil's Pastries.
Saying this for him now.
Yeah, shut up. The Ritz-Carlton doesn't know I'm going back next year.
Did you get the credit card?
Dude, for reals, right? They won't know what's coming. Ah, Hurricane Jesus 2020. No, 2019. I'm getting my years wrong. Dude, for reals. Then once we finished doing that, I told my cousin, we were there for like 3 hours. We took a lot of pictures, a ton of videos, and I was like,
you look like an old people and then you look like
yeah,
until
I started getting wrinkly, you know. That's how you know you're there for too long. I'm telling her, okay, I'm gonna go shower. The shower was amazing. They had cucumber smelling shampoo, cucumber smelling conditioner, they had cucumber body wash, they had
Did
disposable
daddy shower
lube.
You?
Ew! That's disgusting! Ew, don't talk like that about my dad, that's gross.
It's not daddy body wash, it's daddy does my body wash.
Oh, ew! That's gross! I'm sorry, guys, if you're like under the age of 18, I'm so sorry if you're listening to this conversation. Miss Fluffy Family and her boyfriend need to take a cold shower right now. Because, yeah, it's getting steamy in here. And, what's it called? But, yeah, so then I finished showering. The shower was amazing. I stole the towel. I still have the towel at my house from the Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, you're like $300 towel?
Yeah. It was an Egyptian.
Like supplies from Egypt, donated to me.
That shampoo, I remember when I used you.
I actually do collect like pens.
Pens?
A Ritz-Carlton pen made of
gold?
Yeah,
the bougie pen. It was actually pretty nice. It was porcelain, actually.
You didn't steal it?
No, I actually asked for it at the lobby. And then they were actually really nice to us, though. We went down.
What were you doing at Carlton at first? You were actually staying there?
No, we just stayed there to cool off because it was really hot and humid.
No, he said that they found a room key on the floor.
Yeah, we found it.
No, but
it,
like, what were you there in the first place?
Oh, we were at the beach. Okay, story time. We were actually
You're getting beaches.
We were actually at Fort Lauderdale Beach, and we bumped into this WWE wrestler. I don't remember his name, but he was there with his boyfriend. Oh! People don't actually know that, but he has a boyfriend. He doesn't have a girlfriend. I'm not gonna say who it is, but it's a really famous wrestler. Okay,
the
guys. So I'm not saying names. I'll tell you after the podcast. And so I saw this guy wrestler with his boyfriend. I told my cousin, I think that's a WWE wrestler. And then she was like, no, I don't think so. I'm like, I think it is. And it was. We saw his picture on Instagram. So we want to go change at the hotel he was staying at. Not that we were stalking him, but we just want to go change at that hotel restroom.
I wasn't stalking him, but I was there.
And then they were so nice to us. They thought we were staying at that
what
hotel.
What a coincidence.
Calm down, guys.
Sophia went to the store. What a coincidence. I ended up there, too.
Calm down. So anyways, so we walk into the hotel he was staying at. I was gonna change in the bathroom. My cousin did too. The lady on the front desk, welcome to the hotel. We're so glad you decided to stay with us. Do you want some water? We have cucumber lime water. We have citrus
water. You weren't even staying there.
We were not even staying there. The lady was just so nice. We took a ton of water. We drank like three water bottles of water.
Imagine how much. I wonder how much they're paying her. Cause 20 grand a night. Like I've looked it up before. It's 20 grand a night.
Yeah.
So imagine how much she gets paid
by
that
shit
money. By
chance, you still have that water?
She's like, let me taste that goddess
water.
She smells like
cup of water with the lemon in it.
Yeah. Chill. And then after we went there, me and my cousin, we wanted to go like sit down and relax. We went to the Ritz-Carlton, and that's when all that story happened. So anyways, back to the story. So once we finished showering and stuff, we went downstairs, and the security guard came up to us. I got nervous. At this point, I was nervous. I was like, excuse me, what do you really like? Oh, are you guys okay? Yeah, we're totally fine. We're just gonna go get a mojito. Is there a problem? Can I just go get a mojito? I thought my daddy paid a lot of money for this room. The guy, I kind of scared him off. He's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. He called me ma'am.
If you were talking like that too, then I mean,
my hair was, I let my hair down. So when I have my hair down, sometimes I do look like a woman.
And I mean, think about it, because you're acting like a rich white girl. So then, if he makes
like
you
one.
give him or the hotel a bad review, he loses his job. So obviously, yeah. He gets scared.
I know. I feel so bad for that Haitian man. If you're this,
not even
to
that.
This.
Imagine all the shit he goes through every day with rich kids, like actual rich kids that are.
I know, dude. I feel bad for him. So anyway, so once we finish having the drama with the security guard, we go down to the bar and we order mojitos, non-alcoholic. But the guy gave us alcohol. Shout out to you. And so we were drinking it. Our mojitos took forever. They took like 30 minutes. To bring us our mojitos. I got really pissed off. I told the bartender, excuse me.
Why are you
me.
Getting pissed off when you didn't even pay for it?
Excuse me, I did pay for them. Each mojito was $7.
No, you're not even
21. That's it?
Yeah.
Only Cheesecake Factory and like a drink was like 11.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's because I'm too bougie because I don't go there. But yeah, so.
You didn't even stay there. You're saying you're bougie.
I know.
So you're just there the Mithichi.
I'm just there. Dude, no, but then we went back to that hotel 2 days later. And we got in the pool again, and the same security guard said, oh, how's your night going? How are you doing
Wait,
here?
Doesn't that card, like, expire, though?
No, they never scan it. You just show it with your hands. That's
but
the benefit
they,
of that
they
hotel.
They have it
no.
on the system.
No,
yeah.
You just show it to the guy. He doesn't scan it or anything. As long as you have it with you, you're good. That's the trick for all my people in
but
Florida.
I mean, isn't it,
I mean,
like,
same
the
thing.
Hotel?
Yeah.
You just scan, and then
no, no, no. That's you just show it to a person. They have a person. They don't have a machine.
To the
but
world?
It's the same thing with, like, what, like, credit cards. Like, if you're at an airport, you show them, like, you have, like, the Ritz-Carlton credit card, and they'll let you into, like, a little lobby with free food, free drinks.
Exactly.
Before
that's
you get on the plane.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I'd apply for the card.
That's what I've started learning. That's how I've been getting into credit cards.
Dude, I have two. I'm
not going in debt, but, I mean, I'm trying to get the benefits of the credit cards.
Oh,
that's what
I see.
I'm trying to do. That's all the bonuses.
Okay, other story. Let's go back to this Florida. I get crazy in Florida, okay, guys, as you guys will hear.
And
so,
he did cocaine.
Oh, yeah. You never know, guys. Winky face. Demi Lovato.
Imagine that's how,
girl.
How he is about drugs. Imagine
with drugs.
Dude. Are you drunk? Oh, my God. Dude, no, when I'm drunk,
have
I cry.
Drunk?
That's my Texas story. Don't cut me off, guys. I have more stories to tell here on this podcast. This is story time with Jesse, the makeup effects guy. You guys
well,
are listening
to
it here.
You first, too,
oh, my God.
Like,
no, they're getting
straight
to
the point.
Okay, girl. Okay, so we went to the Hard Rock. Hotel because I wanted to go to the pool there. I'm like, let's just go
the
there. I did. That's how it ended.
Oh.
We go home and we live happily ever after on
with
our
the
Uber.
Free soap and free shampoo.
Yeah, and a free towel. Don't
and
forget
free
my towel.
Water that he brought too.
My Egyptian cotton towel. I leave that in my room with the freaking lock because no one has to use it because it's mine.
A lot.
I'm
not that it's just there collecting dust.
No, I use it. It's really soft. It's so soft.
For your Tinder dates.
No, don't do that. I hear it right here. And it's
you
so
hear
weird.
It?
Yeah.
Dude, that's so... I'm sorry. You guys hear it at her first, guys. He doesn't like the sexy talk.
Yeah.
What is
I don't
that?
Like anybody does.
No,
I don't think anybody does.
When did you find out what sex was? How old were you?
Oh my God, it's got so intimate so quick. Oh yeah, okay. Let's
how old
go
were
back.
You when you
I was 12. I read a whole 12? Book about it. Yeah.
Dude, I still remember.
How to have sex.
I remember this day perfectly. We were at my friend's house, like down the street. And we were just chilling. And then my friend comes along, can I hang out with you guys? And we're like, yeah. And then he comes and he's like, oh, it's because I don't want to do this on my computer. So he goes on my friend's computer and looks up Pornhub. And he's like, dude, I found out about this website. It's super cool.
Oh,
that's the first time I ever found out about sex or porn. Like, and he just came and I was just like, what the fuck? We're all like, what the fuck is this? Like, we're like 11, I think, or 10.
Damn, no. Like,
I think
dude.
It was like 5th grade, 6th grade. 6th grade.
Yeah,
6th
grade.
Grade
is like when you started, like.
Yeah, that's when my parents, like, sat me down. They're like, okay. And I'm like.
You came out through here. Your big ass hair came out through here.
It's like,
conversation.
I saw
that
conversation.
Down there. I was like, okay.
You're like, what? You need to do
it's
what?
So
I feel like I was
yeah.
the one that was the most chill. And when I found out about it, I was so chill and relaxed. Like, they're just telling me
you're
about
like,
it.
I can't
I was
wait.
Just getting informed.
Like, let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
I read it. Let's get to it.
You guys are making me feel so bad. Like, I'm just supposed to be the outgoing one here. I'm not supposed
you
to
You said
be
you read a whole book about
I
it.
I did.
You read a book?
Do you have any experience?
I read a book.
Any experience?
No comment. I read a book.
I'm blushing. Yes.
Blushing. Look at him.
And was
you're
that
sweating?
You?
It's me.
And the AC right there. There's no something that it's hot.
Excuse me, this got so uncomfortable.
Kylie, is that you?
Oh. Oh, did she just say Kylie?
Kylie was the first one.
Yeah, you said oh, I'm not going to be talking
Kimberly,
about
Kimberly, is that you?
No, it's not M? Kimberly.
M?
It's not M. Ew, that's gross. No, M gross.
No, dude, we're doing a photo shoot with this girl, and she was super comfortable talking about sex and her first and all
I'm
that.
I'm so used to it. As a body painter, you get used to seeing naked people. I remember the first time I painted a naked girl. I have her on Snapchat.
Right, but that's different from, talking about...
Oh, my God. Sound like my
God! The picture, you're gonna drop it.
Oh shit, sorry.
I'll pick it up and just.
Oh my God, hold up. I'm about to kill Jocelyn. Miss Fluffy, Fluffy family.
Sophia's asking you a question! Oh, okay.
What was the question, hun?
Does it turn you on when you hit the naked girl?
So that was a question my dad asked me too. I'm not gonna lie, my dad's kind of weird. And
no, it's just straight up. Just
yeah,
he wants to know.
I think no.
He wants to imagine it for himself.
I feel yes.
No, it's because when I do body art, I've done four bodies now, full naked bodies. Like when you do body art, it's all about the piece and how you want it to look. It's like you're drawing your vision on an empty canvas, you know? And that's kind of how you have to see it from an artistic view.
Well, so
there is no sexualization of any woman or men that I have painted before. It is just art.
It's just art.
That's what it is.
For you guys that can't see, he's doing hand movements as he's talking about art.
He's like art.
Or like Leonardo da Vinci, he's moving art. His hand. I can't even explain it.
He's like art.
I thought you were trying to call me Mr. Crab for some reason.
I need to feel these so I can tell the radius and how big I should do.
Shut up. No, when I body paint, I actually avoid
according to my hands,
they're
bees or
can.
C's.
I get the ruler.
First, when you do a body paint, you first sketch everything out in white on the canvas, on the body. Once you sketch everything out on white, you just start filling in everything with your sponges or with your brushes. And then, depending on how long you want the body paint to last, depends if you need to use setting spray instead of water. You know, so it's kind of up to the character, you know. Make sure to
but
just
main
check
lesson,
out your
keep it professional.
Keep it professional, guys. Okay, guys? So if you're going to be painting a guy or a girl, you may be the opposite sex, same sex. No matter if you're gay, straight, or bi, I don't care about your alibi. We are going on the right track because we're born this way, you know? And you
quote
guys
unquote Lady Gaga.
quote unquote Lady Gaga. And basically, you know, keep it professional in any situation, you know? Sexualizing a female or male body is not correct, okay,
according
guys,
to Miley Cyrus,
we are
nobody's
all
perfect.
Human beings, you know, everybody makes mistakes, everybody has those days, you know, everybody knows what I'm talking about, but everybody has those days, yeah, because sometimes, you know, you're in a jam, so you have to make a plan, you know, it might be crazy sometimes, but you learn that way,
okay,
because nobody's perfect.
Anyway, so
experiences. Now we're talking about sexualization. What was I just talking about, guys? I don't feel so
comfortable talking about it on podcast.
It could be helpful, you know. Maybe you went through an experience and you want to tell people about your experience.
Sophia, what about your experience?
Oh, Sophia has a lot of experience.
Oh, now you're turning red.
Well, no,
it's about him.
She's dating a Middle Eastern guy, you know those.
Whoa. Whoa.
How would you know? Oh my God.
She's turning red, so I'm guessing it's true.
No, this is about Jesus.
So I'm guessing there's a lot of experience there then.
She has a lot of experience.
I mean, that could go in two separate directions.
She just exposed herself.
No, I usually keep my relationships and everything secret. I don't really.
So
I mean,
she
you turning
secret.
Red kind of like
let me tell
yes
you guys
no.
this secret.
You turning
sorry.
Red kind of explains yes or no.
Dude, no.
Yeah.
Like, this is what happened. I was in my running class at Cal Poly Pomona.
I mean, college. I mean,
it was 10 a.m. No, this is crazy. So I was running, right? You know, running around campus. Yeah, working out, listening to my party in the
USA.
Oh, and
then he saw me.
And then I'm running uphill, and I see Sophia hide behind this guy on a tree. They were on a tree, like, you know, on a tree. And then I just look at Sophia and she's trying to hide from me and then I'm like, hey Sophia, and then I just start waving and she just comes out all like embarrassed. Oh hi. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you guys know what she was doing on a tree. Hiding away
God.
From everyone.
What can you do on like
someone.
On top of the tree? Like
no,
on the
no,
branches?
No, on the tree trunk.
He's over exaggerating. No, it's not. Okay, so he was
there wasn't a tree.
No.
Microphone.
I was we were under the tree because it was hot that day and I was just literally
they
talking to him.
They were so hot.
Oh my, you're so sexy!
I think someone's getting excited over here.
Excuse me! Excuse I'm sorry
it's that single life. That's why it gets you.
I'm just like,
oh my god, you're making me so mad. You're making me feel like a hoe now.
Are you? I mean, no judgment.
I'm not gonna say that on live radio.
Radio, it's podcast. It's the internet.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna say that on the virtual internet. What's on the internet stays forever. Okay, Kylie, I remember those nudes. Oh, wait, no. Okay, James Charles, nasty.
So do you remember all those sexual things that you tried doing?
Have you ever been, like, curious to try your same sex?
I'm not gonna be talking about this. No further comment on that situation.
Why can't you just be open about it? I mean, you're like 21, 22 years old.
I'm 20. I'm 20, okay? I'm not old like you.
You're old enough.
I'm already using my anti-aging cream, but girl,
but you're old enough to talk about it.
Yeah, we're all adults.
Buffy said I can't talk about this.
Honestly.
What about you, Alexandra? Tell me about this. No?
No, no experience.
No experiences? What about interesting in the same sex?
No, I can't.
Experimentation?
Dude, I just watching TV and watching gay people kiss, I feel like, I mean, no judgment to gay people, do your own shit.
Remember, we here respect everyone.
Like, I respect if you're gay, you're gay, I don't care. But I just can't. Like, imagining me kissing another guy, I can't.
I know, I have the same view. I'm like, I have all the respect, you know, because I mean, who am I to, you know, feel better or more superior than anybody else? You do you, but you know, not my
like
stuff.
I wouldn't do my own sex. Nah. Like I can't.
Me neither.
I feel like he's just
like, have you seen in Russia it's illegal to be gay?
I know. I feel so bad over there. Like, I don't know if you saw that during the World Cup. There was this group of gay guys. They all were wearing different shirts from different countries, and they kind of made a rainbow. And like, a lot of people made a big deal about it in Russia for the picture.
Maybe they didn't know it was illegal or something.
Probably, you know, like if you're gay, it's okay.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to stay away from politics, I feel like it's something we shouldn't be talking about because people get crazy about it. But I mean, I feel like everyone should respect each other. Either you
here
be
goes another lecture. Anyway,
so you have never like wanted to experience or like had that urge, you know? Ooh, I
well, we're in college. Crazy shit happens.
So you're open to it.
So
then.
It's already happened.
I don't know. Why am I gonna be saying that? I don't know.
People
want to
know. You know these people. You
want to know what? If you guys want to know, tune into my YouTube channel.
Lame.
You want to hear it here firsthand.
Yeah. Oh, we're giving you guys an exclusive.
Give them a reason to listen to this.
Oh, okay, guys. So, want to know what? In college, I know people.
No,
I'm gonna keep. No, shut up, shut up. I'm gonna go somewhere. Okay, shut up. In college, you meet people, and sometimes you're really best friends, and like sometimes they make you try things that you probably think you wouldn't want to try, but when you try it, sometimes it may be weird, but then okay. But yeah, so remember, experimentation is okay.
We're not in biology.
It tickles in the boho for a little bit, but you get used to it. Don't worry. But you get used to it. Don't worry, guys.
Just remember, guys, just in general,
just remember,
always remember, remember, being safe during sex is important. Lubricant and condoms always. Remember, HIV is really crazy.
Don't forget, at that hour, the same day, every day, okay?
Don't be silly, wrap your willy.
No, silly, wrap your willy.
It's in Spanish, it's called sin gorrito no hay fiesta. O sea, without a party hat, there ain't no party.
You still have a party without a party hat.
Do you think
guys are more hornier than girls?
I believe so. I'm gonna
tell
you about
that. It's the same. Because girls want it as much as guys.
Oh, no. Yes. Story time! Okay, listen up. So I go to the gym. I'm not gonna say what gym because, I heard it's not good.
I don't wanna go see
you. No, Okay, I would just say at gyms in general.
Chill.
And I've seen a lot of naked bodies at the gym. What do I see? I feel like men are the ones that get the most craziest at the gym. I don't know if it's a testosterone or some shit, but
well,
it gets weird.
Testosterone, but if it would be like sexually, girls want it at the
same
as guys.
No, I don't think. Cause okay, let me at the gym, guys. I've seen crazy.
Well,
stuff
you're at the wrong
there.
Place. Compare how many guys to girls there are at the gym.
True.
And how many are bulking to how many are. Like, girls probably just go to, like, lose a little bit of weight and that's it.
Yeah.
But compare that to how many guys are bulking to girls bulking.
Yeah, all I'm gonna say is that muscular guys do have it small, girls. You're listening to here first, exclusive.
They have it small down there, but the muscles, don't worry, they're big.
Yeah. Yeah. I still got exclusive pictures in his head.
He has all the So you see naked bodies then, naked men?
I go to the gym.
And then...
I mean, I go to the gym. I don't see naked guys.
I don't see naked people.
I think I must go to a weird gym then. Cause,
Does it, like, you know, how do you feel about a naked beach?
Ooh. A naked? Oh, hell no. Girl.
And back to Sophia's question. You're like straight out ignoring her. She's right next to you.
How do you feel about it?
I believe that bodies are
No more luxury.
You guys sound like my political science professor.
I want a three-page essay, MLA format, name, date, period.
Don't forget the double space.
I want your resource page.
You know what, like, where is it? Where you send you if you copy someone else's work? What is it called?
Ferris.
Yeah, I don't want to go to judicial affairs. What's it called?
Traditional affairs.
Turnitin.com.
It's like professor. I'm sorry, that was such
anyways,
a bad.
Anyways, we don't enter school till August 23rd.
Oh, I know, guys. If you guys are at Cal
Poly,
aren't you guys still in school though?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, well, no, we finished summer school already.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but anyways,
how do you still go to the gym there?
Because I get the free membership throughout the whole summer quarter.
Yeah, we do. I've seen naked bodies there too.
Like walking to class, you see a naked body too.
That's in the art department.
Where they're just like standing for like 2 hours.
There's actually naked body painting. No. Yeah. Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's classes like that. Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Because it's art.
I wouldn't know. I don't go to
school. It's your expression.
I've never seen that.
Well, how are we in time, Alexander Anthony?
We're good. We're at 26 minutes.
Oh, okay. We still got more time. So yeah, back to Sophia's question about me feeling comfortable around other people's naked bodies. I believe that I am comfortable. Okay? Because bodies are bodies and we all are
I'm tired of your shit. I'm tired of your lectures, alright?
Excuse me?
Just be straight up about your experiences. Don't answer it as an overview general question. I want your personal question.
Well, yeah, I've seen naked bodies. That's pretty much it. I feel like it's okay, you know?
It's okay. Yeah. Your voice cracking is okay.
It's okay. It's okay. Why can't we be friends?
Daddy said it's okay.
Shut up. That's making me feel so uncomfortable now.
Dad will understand.
Dude, you can leave my dad out of this conversation.
You're the one who said daddy.
Touch his hair.
Why are you so daddy said to comb my hair?
I don't even call my dad papi. I call him just dad.
I'm sorry. Me too.
And I'm a girl. I'm like dad.
I'm not really dad.
Yeah. Like,
hey, daddy, I'm home.
Daddy, I'm sorry. This new MacBook just came out.
Daddy, I went to spend the day at my friend's house. Oh my god.
Do you guys ask permission to go out?
I do. If I don't ask permission, I get so in trouble.
You do?
Yes. What the hell? Like, even today, I would tell my parents, like, I got home and Sophia texted me. I was like, Dad, Mom, I'm going to Pomona to hang out with Sophia. My mom's like, oh, Sophia, your friend, the woo! Sophia, like, yeah, the woo, Sophia! Yeah, woo.
Just as long as I, like, keep in contact with my parents and just check in at least, you know, every 2 hours.
But, I mean, do you ask permission to
go
out?
Yeah. No, I'm telling them, like, can I go out here? Especially if it's, like, overnight trip or, like, with my friends or something.
Overnight trip is more understandable. I just need to tell them, it's not like can I, it's like I'm going to go, I'll see you. That's me. I just go, Mom, I'm leaving, I'll be back.
Dude,
I tell them where I'm going.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not gonna be like, can I go,
dude? If
yeah.
I say that,
it's my money.
Kill me. Yeah, I have very possessive parents.
Well, even though it doesn't look like it, excuse me, ma'am, excuse me, fluffy family. Daddy,
chill. Leave my dad. Okay, okay, let's go back to another topic, guys.
Do you vlog?
Huh?
Do you vlog?
Yeah, he does.
I did.
That's helpful for the vlogging, right?
The tripod.
That's so cool.
I used to, but I can't do it in public.
Really, you should. That'd be so cool.
Do you do it?
No, but I've seen people. No, but I've seen people.
I've never
do
seen
it.
People vlog.
Oh, like, you should see
on
us
YouTube?
At Cal Poly Pomona.
Yeah.
On YouTube, I see everywhere, but when I'm walking in public, I've never seen somebody vlog.
Dude, no, at Cal Poly Pomona, when I started my Real Face of College vlogs with Sophia, everyone kept staring at us. Remember, Sophia?
That's why I can't do it, because I just can't have people stare at me.
You just gotta be YOLO, you know?
I've seen YouTubers do it
in the middle of New York. Like,
yeah.
Town Square, they're just like this with a big ass camera. Like, I mean, it's like a big one.
And they're so loud, too, in the middle of the they're like, what's going on,
they,
everybody?
They just
right
set
there.
It down and they're like, all right, guys, we're in New York. And they're just talking to the camera. It's just them and the camera.
Dude, you guys are making me feel bad about myself. When I went to Magic Kingdom in Florida, I actually did that. When I met every character, I took a video. But my most embarrassing video was with Ariel.
What?
I got so red because I had like a big crush on Ariel. And like
Disney?
Yeah, from Disneyland. Disney World. In Orlando.
The daddy take you?
No, I went by Disney myself World. With my cousin, okay?
But daddy
no,
paid the
I bought my own ticket because I'm a big boy and I have my credit card.
Oh, you're a big boy
I'm
now.
A big boy now. Hey! Oh, hold up. Let me put that sound effect for you that all these YouTubers put. Hold up, guys.
Copyright right now.
Why don't you do it for Instagram or Snapchat?
I know, right? But I just feel like people are not going to be, like, interested. Like, who am I? Like, I'm just a regular person.
I mean, make it interesting. I mean, think about anybody who's famous. They started the same way.
I know, right? What?
Baby shark.
Dude, so what was your favorite TV show as a little kid? Come on, be honest.
I used to love the first thing.
Like, how old, though?
Little kid.
Yeah, like, before five.
I don't know.
I don't even remember.
I used to watch PBS, I think that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Me too. Like...
Damn, now you guys made me feel like a bougie little kid too.
Because you were a bougie little kid.
I had DirecTV my whole life since I was three.
DirecTV?
DirecTV now. Don't forget, there's also DirecTV en Español.
Oh yeah, what's your phone line right now? Like, what company do you have?
I have my phone? I have T-Mobile.
Oh, I thought you would have like Verizon.
Dude, no, I'm sorry. The Verizon guy, have? They switch him, Verizon. So I don't want the new guy.
Sophia has Verizon.
Oh, you're the bougie now. One too.
Well, no, it's because it's a family plan, so.
I have a family plan too, you know.
It's like,
yeah. I pay for I have four. You know,
oh my God.
Just being safe.
But you're not bougie, so. Everyone has
Wanna
to
know what? One. My favorite TV show as a little kid, I'm not gonna lie, was The Rugrats, okay?
Well, guess what?
Rugrats is cool.
The Rugrats
is cool. Yeah, I remember The Rugrats.
Oh, yeah, do you guys remember the theme song? Dun, dun,
do you guys remember watching the Teenage Rugrats?
Oh my God, that was the worst show I've seen on TV on Nickelodeon.
You didn't see it?
It's called All Grown Up, I Really Wanna Shout It Out.
I don't know that much to know the theme song.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, should make a YouTube video of like you play the theme songs to your childhood songs.
Oh my God,
try to guess it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, try to guess this one, okay?
The only one I know was Elmo.
Yeah.
Sesame Street.
Or Clifford.
Clifford.
I think if you guys watch Disney Channel,
I still have the VCR for Clifford.
I like the old Disney.
That's a Raven.
Oh my God, that's a good one. Call me, reach me. If you want to reach me, everybody reach you and be okay.
Impossible.
Yes! Yeah. Okay, try this one. Okay. Oh yeah.
Drake and Josh.
You get the limo wild fun.
Hannah Montana.
Okay, cool. It's gonna take some time to read.
That's not Disney though.
No, that's Nickelodeon, man. We switched the channels now, you know?
I don't know.
Just like me.
Yeah, I used to be a badass because I would watch Nick at night.
Oh, damn. We have a bad guy here. Dude, I was
Daddy
never...
Daddy said I can't watch Nick at night. TV has to be off at 9.
Dude, I was never allowed to watch Family Guy. I didn't watch it till I was like 17.
Me neither.
Yeah, right? That show's crazy, though. Who knew that an alien could have so much sex?
Yeah, it has some like a lot of bad words and stuff.
Have you noticed every time someone falls in Family Guy, they always have their hand behind their back?
Yeah, they're committing suicide. You know, it's okay, Kate Spade.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories, especially on the Simpsons one.
Oh,
wait,
conspiracy theory.
How like proves like... A lot
Simpsons.
Of like things.
What are they doing, Simpsons?
Dude, they predicted that Donald Trump was gonna win.
Well, they predicted who was gonna win the World Cup and the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was like 1990 something, and they predicted 2017-16 Super Bowl.
You should just watch The Simpsons and see.
I know.
But what they predict
on the they also predicted that the president that was gonna win this time, that won the Mexican elections, they predicted that he was
gonna win.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the bad guy from last time that everybody hated in Mexico?
No, this one is Luis Obrador. Everybody loves him. Shout out, Mr. Luis Obrador. I'm gonna go visit you.
Well, let's see if shit changes with the cartels.
Dude, no, he's doing a lot of pretty good things touching politics now.
Why are we doing politics? You said it's very contradictory.
Oh, we're very contradicting. Never mind. Let's go back to TV shows. So, want to know what, guys? I didn't watch, what's that show, Full House till like last year.
I love Full House.
I know.
Last year?
That was the first
twins.
Time I saw
I
it.
I love
it.
Ashley.
Oh, it's Mary Kay and Ashley Olsen.
Yeah. What's their brand that they couldn't be on the show? They're so busy working on their clothing they couldn't be on the show.
Like, yeah, they have private contracts. That's why. Dude, I remember their movies. Remember Mary-Kate and Ashley?
No.
Oh, those movies were so funny.
I don't remember that.
Okay, let's talk about movies as little kids. Wanna know what was my favorite movie? I'm not gonna lie, Big Fat Liar. when they would go to the Universal Studio tour and they would sneak out of the train. I actually tried doing that once. I got arrested. I'm just kidding. I got caught by security.
I walked into the Ellen DeGeneres studio because I was gonna do this show, Gilmore Girls.
Oh yeah, Gilmore
Girls. I was gonna be a background. But I was gonna do a clothing, like they're gonna check my waist and everything. Yeah. So they were just like, oh, just walk into the studios. So I was walking in Warner Bros. And that's where Ellen DeGeneres and Conan and everybody's at.
Yeah.
And me, being a dumbass, I was lost. I just started walking into different studios. I had a paper that said Studio 10, but I didn't know what the numbers were, so I was just walking into different studios. I walked into Ellen, I walked into Conan, and then I was just walking around, and then the studio bus was just taking pictures of me, and I'm like, dude, I'm not famous, I'm just walking.
You're like, oh my god, this is a celebrity. Oh, can we get a selfie, please? Oh, okay, sure, $5.
And I heard the voice, like, if you look to your right, you see a random person walking by, and they're like,
oh my god. Dude, no, that's like me at the Alley Haunted Hayride. I loved working there. I'm probably not going to work there this year because I have more projects. Stay tuned on my channel. And, yeah, so I remember that for it was Great Horror Camp Out. I was a clown. I was the most famous clown. I was Twinkle the Clown. Mwah.
You still look like my famous followers. They're making fun of you.
Oh my god, dude, no comment. And then I would take so many pictures with a lot of my Twinklies. Those are my fans, okay, guys? Twinkle the Clown had fans. And totally. I remember.
Hey, what do you call your fan base right now?
Twinkles?
No, the Twinklies Twinkles? Were for Twinkle the Clown, okay? For my YouTube channel, I really don't have one yet for the makeup effects goth. I don't know, my gothies. Oh no, my bats, because I'm goth online, so my bats.
You're not goth in person.
I'm not, well, it depends what I dress up like. You know, I have many personalities. I'm not bipolar, okay, guys? Just throwing that out there.
Isn't that the definition of bipolar?
Shut up. Shut up, we're going to see in the car right now.
I need to go to college.
So, what year are you?
What do you mean, what year?
Oh, don't talk to me like that, please. I'm not
a
stand-up person.
Ah! So I would take pictures. I actually worked on a pole. I know how to pole dance. I was pole dancing as Twinkle the Clown.
Is that how you buy your MacBook?
I know what, like Cardi B say, no tea, no shade. I'm proud.
That's why you wanted to go to Cal Poly? Because you wanted to go on home?
I am not that easy, hon. If they don't bring bank, you ain't getting near me.
Apparently, also,
you're going
to
be like,
he has to take you on a date first.
Well, we're gonna go get some sprinkle cupcakes.
And be like, Em, you need to find a rich guy. Or a girl, I mean.
Yeah, you know, either or, you know, money's money.
Oh.
So you look for a money. So when you look at a person, you look at their.
So you're a gold digger.
I'm not a gold digger. Twinkle the Clown is, guys, okay? Twinkle's the gold digger. I'm not. But so I remember I would take pictures pole dancing. The most uncomfortable, I took pictures of people spanking my ass, you know, as Twinkle the Clown. I have pictures of me photobombing. No, that's
That looked pretty easy.
That's Twinkle the Clown. That's not me. I'm a character at the Alley Haunted Hayride. No, but that's what I get paid to do, you know, so might as well just do what my boss
says. As long as they have cash, they can do whatever they want.
I got paid a salary.
They about to fuck you over.
You got paid salary?
I got paid a salary from that. The 1031 Productions paid me, so, you know, I just do what they tell me. And then the most uncomfortable picture I took, though, there was this gay couple, really, like, nice couple. Twinkle the Clown was talking to them. They were real chill. And this guy goes behind me, and he goes, like, thrusting my ass for the picture. That was so uncomfortable. I've never felt so objectified.
Yes. Not so nice anymore.
It was so not nice. I felt so objectified.
And as you're, like, tickle, tickle.
No, I just felt so awkward. After that picture, I told my boss and Twinkle the Clown stop having Photoshops because I was the one who was doing all the photo ops with all the people. No, because people pay more money to take pictures with me there. I'm the VIP treatment.
You're the treatment for the stress.
The stress they go through the haunted hayride, dude. No,
like, it just tickled, but it was good after.
I got paid some.
One or two.
It was just the good part is that Twinkle the Clown only interacted with them for 30 seconds.
Like, so. And afterwards, they took me to Ritz-Carlton, so it was all good.
I actually did work at the Alley Ritz-Carlton. I tutored the manager's daughter for half a year. So talk to me about all the celebrities I met there. I have many pictures with them. And I remember that what I liked, oh my god, they had the best, what was it called, tiramisu cake at the Ritz-Carlton in downtown LA. Oh, my boss would always get it for me.
Dude, the Ritz-Carlton in LA is nice. I like how the building kind of like slopes and then the pool is like in the fifth floor.
Technically, the hotel is only 12 floors. The Ritz are just private condos. Those condos are really expensive, yeah. they start out at a lot of money.
Like, that's the one that was told you is 20 grand for a night. That's the one in LA.
Yeah, I just worked there.
And I follow somebody on Instagram, and he's very public about what he buys.
Yeah.
Not to maybe to show off, but kind of like he bought a $23,000 watch.
You know what I say is, you know, it's like buying superficial things is just, you know, to show off. Like, I feel like you should just be happy with what
they
you have.
They should just treat themselves, probably.
Yeah, you know, but still, like, there's limits, you know.
No limits when daddy buys you stuff.
Yeah. Excuse me. Why did you guys bringing up my dad again? God.
You see, I have to buy my own laptop.
Are you guys obsessed with my dad or something?
You are?
No. See, I hardly talk to my dad.
Anymore?
I hardly talk to him, but I have to call him right now.
Shut up, Sophia. Don't talk about this.
Sophia's going to be in the car. Oh, hey, I'm going back home. He's like, oh, yeah, he did call daddy.
Dude, chill. I actually sneaked into a private event at the Ritz-Carlton. So we went ice skating, me and my sister and her friend. Her friend is obsessed with the Spartan football team, and they were playing at the Rose Bowl for, you know, they were having, you know, the game. So we went a day before New Year's to go ice skating, and I'm like, oh, let's go to the Ritz-Carlton because it was really cold outside. We walk in, we see the whole Spartans football team. This guy starts freaking out, starts taking pictures, and we got invited to their private lounge. And we played video games with all the football players.
Spartans is Michigan?
Yeah. It was so much fun.
I don't watch sports.
Yeah, so, like, guys, if you guys are ever in LA, try to sneak into everywhere you can, because you'll be surprised. Also, when I met Adam Levine, I hugged Adam Levine. He was shirtless, ladies, insert screening. Ah! And, what's it called? I sneaked in through there was this door that said, do not enter. Obviously, I entered. And I pretended that I was lost at the Grove. And I walk in and I bump into, you know, Adam Levine right away and Shakira. I talk to them. I was about to take a picture, but the security guard told me.
How do you go up to him and tell you? Were just like, hey, I'm lost? Or you were like, oh, I'm a big fan?
No, I was like, oh, hey, Adam, I'm really glad to meet you. And they asked me, oh, hi, what's your name? I'm like, oh, I'm Jesse. And they're like, oh, how did you get in here? Oh, I won the contest you guys were having outside. There was a contest to meet them, so I pretended I was the one that won, even though I didn't. The person who had won didn't make it, so I just pretended to be them.
Oh, that sucks. You're going to meet famous people and you don't make it?
Yeah, you know, that sucks for them, but good for me.
And later on, they find out, like, he didn't make it?
Dude, no, they did find out that I wasn't the winner. So when the security found out, I was about to take a picture with Shakira and Adam, and security goes like, if you take that picture, I'm gonna have to call the police. I'm like, why? Because you sneaked in here without having actual permission to get in here. So I left.
But did Adam and Shakira say?
They were so sweet. They're like, wanna know what? We're sorry you can't take the picture. We don't want nothing bad to happen to you, but we're really glad we actually got to meet you.
And then,
like,
you leave and they're like, what the fuck?
Probably.
Yeah, I'll just say that sounds too nice.
And Shakira just had her baby too. She must have went to some postpartum stress after meeting me, you know? I felt bad for her after.
You could have been someone with a bomb or something. Dude, especially like nowadays, everything's bomb, gun, or shooting, or.
Dude, I'm a nice person, guys. Even though I may be 100% natural silicone, but I'm real.
Real for where? So real. At least your shoes are real.
Well, I don't know what. I'm real everywhere.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
Okay, we got a few minutes left. So, what's it called? Oh, when I met Zendaya Coleman, though. As you guys may know, Zendaya Coleman from Shake It Up. She was.
What's her last name?
Coleman, Zendaya. She played Cece's friend on Shake It Up, the Morenita girl. What's her name?
It's crazy how Disney Channel changes, like Zendaya has one path, and then Bella Thorne had another path.
No, Bella Thorne went full on off Disney.
Dude, let me tell you guys my personal story with Bella Thorne. She's a bitch.
Barney with Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato, like.
Demi Lovato from overdose thing, Selena Gomez to, like, well, I don't know about Selena Gomez.
She had health issues. Dude, but, like, Bella
I mean, that's
Thorne
something
is
you can't
bitch.
Avoid, though.
Yeah.
But, like, Miley Cyrus and...
Miley Cyrus got out of it. And, like, you know, it's conspiracy theories now. It's conspiracy theories.
My sister watches that. You know Shane Dawson?
Yes, that's where I got it from. Dude, Shane Dawson's amazing. I haven't met him, but he's old. He's 30.
I watch his videos, and I'm like... I never thought about that, but
it makes you, like, think,
yeah,
huh?
Think twice. You're like, what?
Oh, Shane Dawson, girl, if you're listening to this, hon, just make sure to bring me my Trenta iced latte, please. Don't forget to get Rylan some vanilla beans. What? Dude, no. Let's talk about Jeffree Star, though. I love Jeffree Star. We're just talking about
who
this in
that?
The car.
The makeup.
He doesn't know who Jeffree Star is.
He's a makeup.
You could die now.
because he doesn't, he's not into makeup.
Jeffree Star, he's like the goddess of YouTube. He's the goddess of makeup and beauty. He's the one who invented makeup. No, I'm sorry, he's that's Jaclyn Hills.
He's always talking shit about
other people.
How he hates other people. Like, he hates the whole fucking world. Yep. He's like,
I mean, how do you like him like that?
He's amazing though. Like,
and
the
no
way
brands like want to no like,
work. Especially like the.
I saw him in a recent video saying that he didn't want. He worked with Sephora and they didn't like him.
Yep. No brands like him.
No, he said that he didn't want to go into Sephora, that he has emails that they wanted him to put his makeup in there, but he believes more in Morphe and putting it into a small store. Like, not defending Jeffree, but he stated that in his video.
Okay, that doesn't mean it's true either.
Well, I don't know
I can say something and be like have up. You believe it, and it's not even true.
Want to know what? Cool. I'm going to do my Jeffree Star, like, what's it called?
Like,
what
Cash Me Outside can say, she can state, I didn't disrespect my mom. Doesn't mean it's true.
I'm gonna do my Jeffree Star impression now, cause like
he's transgender, right?
No, he's gender fluid.
What the fuck?
What's up, everybody?
What's the difference?
Welcome back to my channel.
No,
okay, now this is me.
It's not like you. Welcome back to my channel.
Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. Today we're gonna be talking about brands I dislike. Okay.
Wait, what the fuck is the difference of gender fluid and transgender?
Well, basically, gender fluid is like you don't dress like a man or a. I actually was part of the GSA at my school, and I was really.
How can you not dress like a certain gender?
Well, gender. No, it was my friend Alexander. Yeah, my other Alexander.
I'm right here.
So basically, gender fluid is that you could dress up like a man or a female, or you could dress up in the same. No, it's, I put, it's, yeah, it's Alex. Okay, yeah. So, well, you guys are interrupting me. I know, and time is flying by. So gender fluid is you can dress up like a guy or a girl guy. It really doesn't matter because you just dress up how you want to dress up. However, transgender is that you personally feel like you're not in the right body. That you were born in the wrong body and you just feel like you need to be out of another body. An example, some transgender celebrities would be Nikita Dragon, Gigi Gorgeous.
That one looks completely like a girl. Nikita Dragon.
Nikita Dragon, she's
never
a woman.
Thought that she was
she's a woman!
Like, even her body looks.
Her, like yeah.
Her curves.
She's so, like.
Oh my god, I'm Team Nikita Dragon. If you guys are watching
anyways,
the Joy
go.
Dress episode,
I have no idea who these people are.
And then,
I'll show you later.
Well, you can talk about Orange is the New Black, you know. What's her name? I forgot her name. The Morenita girl, the one that does the hair.
The transgender girl?
She's transgender. She's one of the main stars in Orange is the Blue Black.
Is she like one of the first transgenders
to be on
TV?
Yeah, she was one of the first transgenders to be on television.
Was it Caitlyn Jenner?
No, fuck Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner is not. Caitlyn Jenner is just a hot mess. We all know he just did that to get more money.
No, have you seen the show Supergirl?
Yes,
I've seen
Supergirl. There's a superhero who's transgender, and she's the first transgender to be a superhero.
Wow, you heard it here first, folks. Go watch Supergirl right now and see that character. We need to support LGBTQ TV shows because they don't get aired that much. You know, we got to support our friend Colton
Haynes. We're not
Haynes.
Lecturing
you know?
Again.
I'm sorry, but I just feel like media nowadays.
We should have a whole podcast
so
of you lecturing.
I know.
You look like a padre right now.
Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo.
Si no se hace esto.
For don't get me started with my ASMR videos.
You're gonna be like Trisha and start eating chips in front of a mic.
Dude, no, she wanted to do that with me.
Is
a
that
mukbang.
Like, what she has is that like, does she have anxiety and she eats a lot or like?
Trisha Paytas just eats and gets liposuction. That's her life and the story.
But she gets upset at how fat she is. So
that's
like,
what pisses me off about her. How she's so self-conscious about her body. Like, nigga, like stop eating.
Yeah, you're the one eating so much. So is it like an eating disorder?
Well, Trisha.
Supposedly she eats because she's nervous.
Or that.
Or because she's super jealous type person that.
I don't know.
I feel like it's just insecurities. That's why she's super jealous.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Well,
definitely.
Like, do you get jealous if your boyfriend wanted to talk to another girl?
Mm,
or if it was like texting?
It depends what girl it is.
Okay, what if it was like you went to
really
go get Starbucks?
Girl?
Okay, no, it doesn't matter how they look. But like, if they were to go to Starbucks and then he just like made a joke to her, made her laugh, and then that's
I'll
it.
I'll be like, are you flirting with her or what? Straight up, like, just tell me.
Do you know?
Get to the point.
So this would
no,
be
no, I think
me.
she probably is. She has like what's that called?
Anxiety.
She has no. She's a track. She has to be with someone all the time. I think.
She's straight up in love.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Attention
yeah.
seeker
or something. Like that.
I was gonna date somebody who was like that.
Oh.
But technically,
wouldn't that be like
technically,
chill, be annoying. Like
I don't know her real reason, but she left me because I wouldn't give it to her.
You wouldn't
no,
she wouldn't
stuff in bed.
Oh,
I wouldn't.
She wouldn't get the D.
Because he wasn't that easy like as soon as we got here.
I got paid, okay? 1031 Productions pay me very well for that.
Okay, no, if I get paid, I'll go sleep with you. Like, no.
I'm sorry, you guys are making me feel like a prostitute.
It's because she was super desperate. It's because the year or 2 years before, she was dating a girl. So I'm guessing she was like really, really wanting the date, and I told her no. I told her not yet, mm-hmm. and then she left. But then again, the next guy she dated broke into her house after they broke up.
Really?
Yeah.
Ouch.
That's crazy. How long will you guys wait till like you do it with someone?
I feel like it's different for everybody.
Definitely. I agree. Definitely.
Like let's say it was you. Maybe you waited a year. Mm-hmm. Maybe you waited a month. Maybe it was like the night you guys met because you just felt that connection.
No, yeah, definitely. Like, it depends on.
I'm old school. I think till marriage,
but yeah, people be tickling my little.
Yeah. I got paid, okay? I got paid by 1031 Productions very well, and that was under my contract, and I knew what I was getting into. But I
that case, I'll be a stripper.
I know.
I did not know that I was gonna get like freaking raped, though. Rude.
There's a difference between waiting till marriage and being forced to wait till marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys seen those pictures on Instagram. Or having like a choice. Kids crying with like their swear rings. Like, oh my god, Lord! Yes, Lord!
Te haces bien santito para ya te estar pegando las
nalgas. Yeah,
you se cree.
Así lo pongo.
It wasn't
me. Like, go.
It wasn't me. It was
do it for the Snapchat video.
I'm sorry. It was Twinkle the Clown, guys, okay? I was playing a character at 1031 Productions Haunted Houses. I knew what I was working, you know.
Entonces sí sabías.
Well, I didn't know that someone was going to do that. All I was told, you're going to take pictures. We need your character to be very outgoing, very crazy, and just get to it. You know, I was like, okay, sure. And I did not know someone was going to pose like that. After that picture, I got really uncomfortable, and that person got kicked out. That person got kicked out of the event because that was just not respectful, you know? Yeah, so I really feel like you guys should stop judging me about the situation, you know? Because, like, I did not know that was going to happen.
Sydney.
That's, like, my Me Too story, okay? So stop making fun of me, okay, Fluffy Family? Fluffy Family's a bully here. Don't even follow her on Instagram now, you know? Because that is not being part of a family.
Well, it wasn't your family in the first place.
Oh, my God. Did you just hear her, Sophia? Hear her?
Sydney.
It's true. It's thank you, Sophia. She's on my team now.
Sophia the First?
Sophia the First.
What's that princess show?
That's where we got the name from.
Sophia the First, yeah.
My little sister used to watch that. Well, maybe she still does. I don't know. I don't live with her.
Dude, no. Okay, do you guys know this novel? I'm just going to put, because of copyright purposes, I'm just going to put 5 seconds.
I mean,
seconds.
It's podcasting. I don't think people can copyright, but
are
still.
You sure? Okay, yes. Yeah. We'll just do very short section.
Oh.
Okay, let me post it. Hold on. You know what novela that was?
Wait, my pepperoni and
my pepperoni Dulce Maria. You still have your uniform?
No, I threw it away.
I still have my tie.
Just stuff like that is for all of me?
No, I just had the suit.
Every Mexican girl has the uniform.
I still have the tie actually. I had a fucking skirt.
I think it was like a thing back then.
I mean, especially if you're like into anime and Japanese people, like that's the thing right now, like their uniforms.
Oh
like
my god, schoolgirls. Yes, like Rebelde was the shit, you know. I had all the CDs, I had all the posters, I had all the Rebelde magazines. I had a Rebelde subscription, you know.
Because I've had friends talk to me about anime and I'm like, I don't find any interest. I'm down.
If you're into, because there's a lot of different things. Like, there's even
that's
like,
what I heard, yeah.
There's even like soccer animes or baseball animes. They make it super fucking dramatic, dude. Like, really? Let's say they're about to shoot a goal. It's 30 seconds of just zooming into everybody's face to make it more dramatic. Like, everything just freezes. Like, let's say he's about to kick the ball. Everything just freezes and it just shows everybody's face going, oh no.
Dude, no, it's like the novelas, you know. It's like if you're Mexican, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, ¿cómo que te dormiste con él? Sí, yo me dormí con él. ¿Y qué? ¿Y qué? ¿Cómo que? Ah! Then you throw them down the stairs. Dramatic fall.
Super dramatic fall. It's like the same cut 20 times.
And then when they fall, like, I don't know if you guys have noticed on the novelas, they always die with makeup. And they go to sleep with makeup. I'm like, why don't you go
they
to sleep
with
flawless?
They wake up and their hair is done. Yeah. Like, flawless. Mi pelo no está hecho. And it's all like,
for real. It's like, I don't know if you guys remember the novela with Marichuy.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Marichuy was a poor girl and she had a freaking $800 bicycle. Freaking William Levy, you know, she be selling it expensive.
You know
what's
stupid? The, remember the scene where she gets hit by a car and loses her vision from hitting her head?
Dude, and then the way she turns on the turn, like, boom.
I know. How do you get hit by a car?
Dramatic.
And basically
they're so
roll?
Dramatic. And they're so bad at it, too.
Dude, and then the like mom in the back, ah, no!
For the people, explain it like for the people who haven't seen it. Like how was that scene like? Like she was rolling against the car on the side.
So
don't
this
do
is
that.
Okay, I'm gonna try not to. Okay, I'm gonna do it very dramatic.
I know you're very stuck, but please not right now. You'll get into later. Tell someone else to do that for you.
Okay, so this is how it was. Marichuya, ¿dónde vas? No, es que ya no me ama, ya no me quiere. ¿Cómo que no, Marichuy? Sí, es que él no me merece. Marichuy. ¡Ah, Marichuy! ¡Ah! Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Stupid dramatic music.
Dun, 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 dun. ¡Ah, Marichuy! ¡Boom!
No, but for, and then if you want to visualize it, she walks into the street, gets hit by the car. The car stops,
and
but
she's
still rolling like against the car, and then somehow her head, specifically her forehead, hits the mirror, and she wakes up blind.
Oh yeah, this is when she wakes up blind. Okay, ¿dónde estoy? No puedo ver nada, Marichuy. Tengo que sentar. ¿Por qué no miro? ¿Por qué? Es que perdiste la visión. No, ¿por qué?
A stupid Willem Levy with his good looks is just like,
oh, yeah,
¿cómo que su vista?
I hate William
Levy.
The way they talk so
malicioso. I know. Have you seen him? Like, he was on this show speaking English. Like, it was an English show.
Yeah, he was on freaking Resident Evil, the last one they made.
Yeah.
He was in it. Yeah, he was the villain. He was a sexy
When he talks in English, it's weird.
Well,
dude, I'm not used to it.
Dude, yeah, I feel like all these people that are coming into Hollywood, they have
also,
a
Eiza Gonzalez.
Eiza Gonzalez, don't you dare talk about her, but I love her. From Dusk Till Dawn, Eiza Gonzalez is like, oof, goddess right there.
She kissed... Hemsworth's
Oh
no, Eiza Gonzalez. She went from novelas to what show is it?
She started in Lola Eras Una Vez. You guys, y si me vas a encontrar en un dino de luz.
No.
Seems like you
went
to
Lola
Eras Una
Vez. En mi sueño, si me besas, te prometo.
No,
we
know
that. Yeah, she was in that novela. And then from there, she moved.
It sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Yeah, it was like so throwback.
What
then,
was the one with like. Guzman and the security guards novela.
Oh, I know what novela you're talking
Teresa.
About.
Teresa.
No, it wasn't Teresa.
No, wasn't Teresa.
No, that was.
Señor de los Cielos is on Netflix.
Dude, Señor de los Cielos can kiss my ass. It's all about Señora Cero. I don't know if you guys have seen that. It's a really good novela.
But Teresa was about a whore, no? Who just wanted money?
Teresa, she was just.
What was the actor's name? Like Angelica?
Angelica Jolie. She was dating the producer who made the novela. That's where she got the gig. After they broke up, she's never made another novela. True story. If you're listening,
no wonder I haven't seen her.
Yeah, she's a whore. She's a Hollywood whore. I mean, a Mexican whore. But
even with her lips, she can't
so
get
pretty.
A...
Yeah, she can't. She's from Paris. She went to Mexico to do novelas.
She's French.
Yeah, that's why she has
half
beautiful
French,
looks.
Half French, half Mexican, yeah.
Yeah. But, oh my God, let's talk about my favorite thing,
she's
Luis
so
Miguel. El Sol de Mexico, guys. What do you guys think about Luis Miguel? Oh, never mind. Let's talk about Jose. No. Why no? Let's talk about that guy who sings El No. Why no? No. Dude, his novela was badass. I watched that novela full shit. His life is so sad and dramatic. It kind of reminded me of my dad's life.
It kind of reminded you of yourself.
My dad was an orphan, you know? So that's
he was?
Yeah, my dad was an orphan.
Dude, one of my coworkers, her mom used to be a whore. Or a slut, like on the street, like literally selling
her body.
Oh,
you're talking about my tia right there. I'm serious.
I'm telling you, you're exposing everyone except M.
Yeah.
And your Tinder
you're
name. What if people are trying to swipe?
Tinder's my location, guys. If you're not within 20 miles,
who's
you won't
next?
See me.
Who's next to expose us?
Oh no, I would never expose you guys. You know, you guys are my
friends. I wonder
friends.
What Sophia's told you that you're gonna expose her or what Jocelyn's told
That's
you.
That's why I'm not too open, you know.
You can't trust people, especially
Shut
in LA.
Up, you
especially
know.
In
we
LA.
LA
you can't
people
trust
are
people.
Just really nice to everyone. If you're ever in LA,
nice.
Buy Sprinkles Cupcake and we'll be best friends forever.
Nice.
You mean cutting you off and then riding
yeah.
you from the back and
That's
driving
the same
off?
Shit he be doing.
Excuse me, that's a lie. I'm
running
like
red lights and almost hitting our car with a little kid in it?
I'm the nicest person in the world, okay, guys? Why are you guys making me sound like a shady person?
He ran over. He almost... He passed the red light, and I was right there. And my legs were already turned. My legs were like this already. I was like, just hit me already. I'm already here. Just do it.
Like you saw
and
the
I
light.
Was like, step on it. He was like, oh, shit, okay. I was like, oh my
fuera,
god.
Fuera, José Luis, José Luis, José Luis.
Afuera, vamos a ir sin carro.
Where's the chacala? Where's the chacala right here?
¿Tú eres el chacal?
These people right here. Wanna know what? O sea, yo soy como like el mejor aquí del mundo, güey. I'm gonna finish off with my Britney
¿Neta?
Spears ¿Neta, impression, wey? Okay, guys?
Neta? O sea, okay, o sea, cállate.
We have to end it
How
now.
How was I supposed
to? Sadly, we have to end it.
Okay,
yeah,
guys.
Everybody thinks I'm Jewish.
Oh, yeah, I thought he was Jewish when I met him, then I found out he was Mexican.
Because of my nose, he like, has a little bit.
It's okay, we could always get nose jobs, you know. Or you could contour.
I've seen videos
she needs to contour.
These are imperfections that I can change.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen
they
the,
literally,
they
oh
go like this, they shave
it. Yeah. I'm talking about that.
Have
Ooh.
You seen the Korean girls? How they put like face putty and take it off on their nose?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's a new thing in China or
Korea.
Yeah, where they literally like transform their
yeah.
face.
Yeah, using body wax. That's how
yeah.
they do everything. Body
yeah.
wax and tape. You know, they'd be doing the drag queen routine every day.
Remember
know?
The Don't Judge Me challenge? Where they'll look all ugly and then they'll like change.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I actually wanted to do
it,
that.
It's going around in China. But it's a different song though. I forgot the name of it. With
the plastic surgery version?
Yeah, but it's like they look all ugly and they're breaking out and then they go like, I forgot like the beat drops
yeah.
or something and they cover the camera and then they're like all cute.
Wanna know what?
Or they still look ugly.
Dude, that's just like not me.
Dude, when they do nose surgery, they like legit like shave your nose.
I know.
That's
why
they break
videos.
It.
Shout out to Dr. Miami.
Dr.
Oh,
Miami.
Oh, that
snap. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Their boobs. It's like,
oh my god.
And they're
like,
butt, like
them over.
And then,
oh,
like,
the tummy tuck is the worst part
because
he lifts
yeah.
up the whole stomach.
Dude, I'm
going
to get
like,
a tummy tuck real soon. Okay,
I
guys.
I don't even know why.
You guys have to know
and
this
I
challenge.
Him.
I know.
Lachona? Oh,
the
Lachona
challenge. I still need to do my Lachona challenge.
Dude, you crashed the car.
Everybody's,
I know, right?
I saw one where
the,
was this big girl?
She
fell to get in her car, and then the next video is her walking through her house.
Yeah,
and she's
lifting.
She's like,
dude, she's the original. She's the one who invented the Lachona challenge. La gorda. She's actually from here,
no,
from California.
I saw the original post. The post was, my cousin is crazy. Look what she did. And that was the original post. After that, I've been seeing it on everywhere.
It's the Lachona challenge. Make
There's
sure
this
you do
one
it.
When they do the Kiki, do you love me?
Oh, did
the
she
guy
get
falls. No, the guy. The girl opens the door and the guy's like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. This. I don't even have a license and now that I have insurance in my car. He leaves her. He comes to the door. He's like, oh, no! Oh, like, I'm about to get stopped here and I have nothing.
Oh,
and the girl's like, what?
Dude, have you seen that?
Oh, it's been an hour.
Oh my god, we're
yeah,
talking.
No way.
Oh,
yeah.
We have to end it. Okay,
yeah.
guys. So
we have to end it, or else no one's gonna listen.
Oh, okay. Okay, guys.
It has to be like a 2-4 segment.
I know. Okay, guys. So this is the end of this podcast. There will be no part 3 because there's no more time. We all have busy lives. You know, do our
Follow
stuff.
Follow me at Alexander_Anthony. Jocelyn at
_furryfamily.
And make sure to follow me on Instagram, Little Devil's Pastries, and on YouTube, The Makeup Effects God.
Well, you have two.
Yeah, because I have to promote myself every way I can. Don't forget to use my coupon code EffectsScott at Intellion.com and iHeartRaves. And don't
off.
Forget.
Bye!
Bye! Until next time!
Bye!
Oh, baby, baby.
Ah!
Oh, no.
It was.